that's worshiping. Acts chapter 3 says, times of refreshing come. And I believe God is about to refresh the worship. Open your mouth now. You've been frustrated. You've been drained mentally, physically, spiritually. But here's your time to be refreshed in the presence of the Lord.
Surrendering my all, Lord, hear my cry. All my needs are Everybody goes through some time. Yeah. Turn my mic up just a little bit. Everybody dealing with something. But you gotta know that whatever happens,
I'll be praying for you.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright.
Will you pray for me?
Everybody goes through some time. There's something always testing your faith. You're gonna get some bumps and bruises if you live like the Bible says. Listen now, I don't know what you're going through. I don't have the remedy. All I know is that a friend loveth at all times. But a brother is born for adversity. You know that I'll be
praying for you.
And I know that you'll be praying for me.
Pray for me.
Whatever you're going through, you know that I'll be
praying for you.
I'll be praying for you if you know that you'll be
praying for me.
Listen, this goes out to all my mothers that
struggling,
fathers that bother,
fingers to the bone,
and then my sisters keep fighting,
mothers struggling,
children don't forget that you're all alone. There's a message in a simple song I want to sing. Whatever the problem may be, God can do a new thing.
I've been praying for you.
I've been praying for you.
I've been praying for you.
Will you pray for me?
I've been praying for you.
Joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Hallelujah. Then there is one Spirit. This one Spirit refers to the Holy Ghost, who baptized the believers into the body of Christ. Amen? Now, after we have been baptized by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit needs some place to dwell. So that's where the believer's position come in. Because the purpose of our temple is not for us to do whatever we want with it. But the purpose of that temple, our body, was there so that the Holy Spirit could come in and dwell with us, so that Jesus could live in us and teach us how to live this Christian life. Amen. Amen. So we take it. We need guidance. We need direction. We need understanding. But we need help. We don't know how to walk this thing without the spirit that lives in us to direct and lead and guide us. Amen. So that's what our temper is for. Our temper is not to get out there and do the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. It's out there to say, God, here am I.